Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Ayin Tes, and we are 22 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, HaSoicher es HaChamor v'Hivrika. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, HaNesunu Matzor v'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Yosef Shmuel Abba ben Shira. So, we're moving along in Perek HaSoicher es HaUmnen. The topic of the daf shifted a little bit in the second Mishnah from Hasoicher es Ha'umnin to Hasoicher es Ha'chamor. Hasoicher es Ha'umnin means somebody hired employees. Hasoicher es Ha'chamor means somebody rented a chamor. They're both in Yone Schirus, not the same thing. However, me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. Hence the paper trail, the segue here in the Mishnayos and the Sugyas in the sixth parak of Maseches Bava Metzia. So the Mishnah in the Sefer said, HaSoicher es HaChamor, if somebody rents a donkey, the Hivrika, we'll see what that means, Oishin Nasis Angaryo, or the Chamor was enlisted into some mandatory draft, it was taken away, Oir Maloi HaReish Alach Lefanecha. The masker, the one that owns this Chamor, has a right to tell the Soicher, the renter, I'm not reimbursing you, HaReish Alach Lefanecha, meaning, you rented a Chamor, it was Hivrika, okay, so use a Chamor, that was Hivrika. It was enlisted, Rashi says, wait until it comes back, and you'll use it then. But the point is, Oyer Meloy, if he wants, he can tell him, HaReish Alach Lefanecha, Mesa Oy Nishbara, in the event that the Chamor died, or it broke a leg, something happened to it physically, so that you can't use it, Chayv Laham Adoy Chamor, then the halach is, that the masker has a responsibility, based on his rental agreement, to replace this Chamor that he gave him. So, we're dealing with somebody that rented a chamar and the chamar was compromised. The question is, does the masker have any responsibility to replace this chamar, or he could tell him, HaReish Alach Lefanecha. From the Mishnah, it sounds like high level. It depends. The Mishnah gave two examples of when the halach is he could tell him, HaReish Alach Lefanecha, and two examples of when the halach is he can not say HaReish Alach Lefanecha, but rather has a responsibility to replace what it is that he's renting him. If it was Hivrika or it was Nasis Angaryo, then he could say HaReish Alach Lefanecha. If it was Mesa Oy Nishbara, then he's Chayev Lahamad Loy Chamar. Now Rashi in the Mishnah said, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The cases are obviously different. But what's the Svara L'chalek between the Reisha and the Seifa? So Rashi says, in the Reisha, where the animal was Hivrika or it was Nasis Angaryo, the animal is able to do what it is you rented it to do, albeit in a compromised fashion. So Hivrika, as we're going to see in a moment, is some physical issue that the animal now has, which makes it less effective, but at the same time, it could still do what you wanted it to do. Where the animal was enlisted into the army, right now you don't have it, but as we mentioned, it's going to come back, and at some point you'll get it. So it's true. You rented it to use today, and maybe you're not going to be able to use it for a month. But at the end of the day, you will be able to use it. Therefore, although it's compromised, HaReish Alach Lefanecha. You rented it. It must have been your misfortune that caused all this to happen. Mazal Chagarim, and as a result, he's not mechuyev to replace it. If it's Mesa in Nishbara, well, if I rented a donkey because I need to take it from point A to point B, and now it's dead, so obviously I can't use it anymore. Nishbara, again, I can't use it anymore. Where I can't use it at all, there the halach is Chayv Lahamad Loy Hacher. Again, that's what's going on. And the Mishnah of the Gemara now is very much going to discuss some of the specifics mentioned in this part of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, 22 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. HaSoicher es HaChamor v'Hivrika. So what's the halacha? The masker can tell the soicher, I apologize, stating that from a Chesha Mishpat standpoint, HaReish Alach Lefanecha, says the Gemara, my Hevrika, what does this word even mean? So the Gemara says, Hocha Targimu, in Bavel, they used to teach the word Hevrika to mean Nehurisa. So Rashi says, that's a certain ailment that the animal has in his eye. As a result, the animal can't see so well. So the animal that can't see so well, obviously can't drive so well, self-explanatory, stating that it could do what it needs to do, It's a struggle. It's going to take a little bit longer. It may stumble and fumble along the way. But being that it could do what you rented it to do, you could say, Rava
says that the word of Rikim means something completely different. What it means is avzekes.
So Rashi says, "Hatoylam hitliu ragla." So there were worms that got the better of the foot of this animal, some bacteria, and it caused it to start deteriorating. Again, it's the same point. The animal can walk, it can do its thing, it didn't die, its leg wasn't broken, but it's compromised. But being that it could do its thing, you could say, "Aresha lach lefanecha." So we just mentioned the word avzekes, which means toylaim are deteriorating the leg of the animal. So the Gemara, in a rather surprising fashion, is going to tell a story that uses the word avzekes. It's not 100% clear why the Gemara is about to tell the story. Ahuda Amar Lahu, there was a person that said, avzekes b'milsa d'malka. He said that I saw an avzekes in the garments of the king. So the king's garments are deteriorating in the avzekes way. So we said, what's avzekes? Toiloim are causing the leg of the animal to deteriorate. In this case, Rashi says the animal was an ush. An ush is not an animal, it's an insect, it's a moth. So there's a moth that's eating into the wool of the animal. Amrulay, so they asked this person, b'mai, was it betli kesef or was it betli dahav? Was it the silver garments or was it the gold garments? So Rashi says that really, silver and gold are metaphors in this context. Betli kesef, Rashi says, is kli pishtan. Betli dahav is kli tsemna. Now, why would you refer to pishtan as silver and wool as gold? So it seems to be based on the complexion of these materials. One looks a little bit more like silver. The other one looks a little bit more like gold. But either way, so this man says that I know that a moth is eating into the garments of the king and this is a big problem. So they says, okay, give us a little bit more information. Is it kli pishtun or is it kli tzamer? So what did he answer? There's two versions of the rest of the story. Ikadami, some say, he said, but tli kesef, it was in the tli kesef. And when he said that, the kotlua, they literally send him to the gallows. They killed him. So what did he do so terrible? So it's not 100% clear. But Rashi says, she'ein ash oichel kli pishtan. It's not possible for a moth to cause a kli pishtan to deteriorate. It was obvious that he was lying. He was trying to shame the king. Old school, they killed him. Ikadami, others say, betli dahav amar, that what he said was not, it was kli kesev, it was kli dahav. He said that, being that it was possible, the Shafkua, they let him go. Again, what's the point of this story? Not 100% sure. Another example where somebody rents a chamar, and now it's impacted, where the halach is the maskei ketel the soicher, that I apologize for the way this played itself out, stating that, is in the event that the chamar was enlisted. Says the Gemara, the only time the halach of the mitzvah is true is alaban gari chayzeres. If it was enlisted, but it's going to come back. Alaban gari sheinu chayzeres. If this chamar was taken and it's not coming back, then chayv lahamadoi chamar, the masker has a responsibility to replace the chamar. And Rashi says, what's the svar in Rav? It's very simple. Because why is angarya in the resha of the Mishnah, not in the seif of the Mishnah? Because although what I rented was compromised, but all is not lost. Mesoi mishbara, it's gone. Angarya is not gone. Angarya is not gone, it was enlisted. I'm never going to see it again. Oh, Amar Rav, must be. It's talking about where you are going to see it again, where it's Chayzeres. But Enochinami, if it's Angariya Sheinu Chayzeres, then the Allah is Chayiv Lahamed Loi Chamar. Shmuel HaMashmuel says, no, Bein Angariya Chayzeres, Bein Angariya Sheinu Chayzeres. It doesn't matter if the Angariya was Chayzeres, if it was Enu Chayzeres. Still, in Biderech Halichas Anitla, if this Chamar was taken, but the direction that it was taken to was the same direction that the renter was going, then oy maloy, the masker can tell the renter, harech alach lefanecha. If, however, the chamor was taken, but this guy's traveling north and it was taken south, it was taken in the opposite direction, then the halach is chayv lahamad oy chamor, he has a responsibility, the masker does, to replace the chamor. In other words, according to Shmuel, angariya the halach is, he can say harech alach lefanecha, even if it's eino chayzeres. Makes no sense. If it's eino chayzeres, then it should be like mesoy nishbro. The teretz is, Shmuel said the Mishnah is talking about where it was taken b'derech halichasa. And being that it was taken b'derech halichasa, that's why, even if it's ein chayzeres, you could say aresh loch lefanach. So what does this even mean? So it's a big machlokes rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. We'll learn Rashi's pshat, although it's a little bit difficult to understand what the svar of Rashi is, the way Tosfos already asks. And that is, the metzias was that the people that took this chamar for angarya were taking it to get from point A to point B. Meaning, they would kidnap or chamar jack
chamar, and they would take it until they found the next chamar. And then they would give the owner back his chamar and then replace it with the next chamar. So if your chamar is taken, and it's in the direction that you're going anyways, and you know you're going to get it eventually whenever they find the next chamar, so then at that point, the halach is, he could say, arei shalach lefanacha. And even though you're impacting me, because how am I going to now follow my chamar? I'm going to have to rent another chamar, and who says they're even going to find another chamar? But as long as it's going in the same direction, you can say arei shalach lefanacha. If it's going in the opposite direction, that's where everything gets impacted. Again, Tosfos has some real pshat problems with Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara, and it's for that reason he brings another pshat, Ayin Sham. Either way, so the Gemara asks Akasha, Mesave. So again, what's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Let's get this, because it's going to escort us through the next part of the daf. The Mishnah said that in the event somebody rents a chamor, and now it was drafted, and Garia happened to it, you could say, Aresh Alach Lefanecha. Rav said the only time that's true is if it's going to come back, because being that it's going to come back, so all is not lost. If, however, it's Einu Chazer, it's not. Shmuel says this has nothing to do with coming back or not coming back. Even if it's never going to come back, you could say, Aresh Alach Lefanecha. Why? Because you can follow it and at some point get it. Right? Just to make the point clear. When Shmuel says that when the Angar Yechevra come to the next Chamar, you're going to get your chamar back. That's not called a chamar chazeres. Chamar chazeres means they're going to deliver it back to your front door. That's not happening in Shmuel's world. But Shmuel says, even though it's in a chazeres, being that it's being taken in the direction that you're going anyways, no, so rent another chamar, follow it until you're able to get it back. That's enough to say, if somebody rents a chamar and it was hivriko, or it became crazy, he could tell him, so Hivrika, you could say, Aresh Alach Lefanecha, that's the Mishnah. Nishtatisa is the same thing. It became a little crazy, but it could still do its job. Again, it might be a little bit more challenging controlling this chamar, but at the same time, Aresh Alach Lefanecha, Mesa, if it died, Oishenasis Angaria, or it was enlisted, Chayiv Lahamid Chamar. Here, you have to replace the chamar. So this Braisa is a head-on stira to what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that if it was Nasis Angario, Haresh Alach Lefanecha, it was in the Reisha of the Mishnah, but in the Braisa, which is literally saying the Halacha of the Mishnah, we put Angario not in the Reisha, we put it in the Sefer. So it's the Chastira. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, Bishlam, the Rab, Bishlam, according to Rab, you have a stira. Is Angario, Haresh Alach Lefanecha, or is Angario, Chayv Lahamad Lo Yachar Lo Kasha? Why not? Kamba Angaria Chayzeres, Kamba Angaria Sheinu Chayzeres. The Mishnah is talking about where it's Chayzeres, Haresh Alach Lefanecha. The Braisa is talking about where it's Einu Chayzeres. So there the halach is Chayv Lahamad Lo Yachar Elo Lishmul Kasha. But according to Shmuel, that says that it doesn't matter whether it's Chayzeres or Einu Chayzeres. The halach is always what? Haresh Alach Lefanecha. So how could there be a Braisa that says Chayv Lahamad Lo Yachar? Now the Gemara says the obvious. Vachitim, you're going to tell me Lishmul Nami Lo Kasha. No, according to Shmuel, you could also answer the Kasha. Kan b'derech halichasa nitlo, kan shaloi b'derech halichasa nitlo. Meaning Shmuel also differentiated. Shmuel said the only time it's Haresh Alach Lefanecha is when it's going in the direction that you're going in. But if it's going tzedek tzeve, it's not. So maybe that's the teretz. The Mishnah that says Haresh Alach Lefanecha is where it's b'derech halichasa nitlo, whereas the Braisa that says Chayv Lahamad Lo Yachar is when it's going in the other direction. So the Gemara says, I hear that would be a very plausible way to learn the Braisa according to Shmuel. But there's a technical issue. Why? Because that Braisa has a Seifa. Midik Tani Seifa. Learn the Seifa of the Braisa. Pshimah and Allah's Oimer. Pshimah and Allah's said. In Bederech Halichasa Nitla. If it's Bederech Halichasa, then Oimer Loi. Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. Vim Lav. It's only if it's not Bederech Halichasa that the Halacha of the Braisa is true. That Chayiv Lahamad Loi Chamar. In other words, Pshimah and Allah's is another opinion in the Braisa who makes this distinction between if it's Bederech Halichasa or it's not Bederech Halichasa. Michlal, what do you see from here? The Tana Kama. That the Tana Kama, not Pshimah and Allah's. The first Shita, obviously, is Leishani Leih. He holds it's always Chayv Lahamad Lo Yachar, even if it's Bederech Halichasa Nitlo. So, Freik de Gemara Bishleim, according to Rav, it's very good. Rav has a different distinction, nothing to do with Bederech Halichasa, La Bederech Halichasa. Is it Chayzeres? Is it any Chayzeres? And that's the way you'll be Miyashiv, the Tanakama of the Braisa, with the Stam Mishnah. But according to Shmuel, that it doesn't matter if it's Chayzeres, any Chayzeres, it's always Aresh Alach Lefanecha. The only time there's a distinction is when Bederech Halichasa, not Bederech Halichasa. In other words, if it's not Bederech Halichasa, then it's Chayv Lahamad Lo Yachar. How are you going to explain the Braisa that says Chayv Lahamad Lo Yachar? And don't tell me it's talking about where it was La Bederech Halichasa, because that opinion is expressed in the Braisa in the name of Shimon Elazar. It's obviously not the Sheet of the Chachamim. So if that's the case, how would Shmuel's Halacha in the Mishnah be able to reconcile with the Tanakhama of this brayse. Now the Gemara is going to speak out later that, well, let's see the Gemara vayit. Amalach Shmuel, since Shmuel's going to tell you, lav mi ikar Rav Shimon alaz dekoy kavasi. At the end of the day, I hear what you're saying. The Tanakama of this brayse doesn't work with the way I explain the Mishnah. But at the same time, there is Shitas Rav Shimon Elazar. No, and not Arik Rav Shimon Elazar. And the Chanami doesn't stem with the Tanakama, the Braisa, but it stems Rav Shimon Elazar. And when I said my halacha, I meant Rav Shimon Elazar. Meaning, you're asking a kasha on me? I'm saying Rav Shimon Elazar's halacha. You want to know what the Tanakama, the Braisa hold? I don't know what the Tanakama, the Braisa hold. But maybe it's Rav. But at the end of the day, I am saying Shitas Rav Shimon Elazar. And if that's the case, I'm not exactly sure. You could ask me a kasha from a Braisa. Iba Yisema, or the Gemara says, could be Kula Rav Shimon Elazar, really the whole braisa is the Shita Rav Shimon Elazar, the Chasure Mechsira, the Hachikton. Again, what was the problem with saying that Shmuel's distinction is the chilek between the Mishnah and the braisa? Because there's a Shita Rav Shimon Elazar that is already saying that. Michlal the Tanakam is not saying that. Says the Gemara, well, Olam, there aren't even two Shitas in the braisa. It's all one Shita. The Tanakam, Rav Shimon Elazar is all one and the same. It certainly sounds like it's two Shitas. What's the answer? We do a little bit of surgery. We edit it, and as a result, you can make this all work. And this is the way you're supposed to read the braisa. If somebody rented a chamar, and it was hivriko, or it was nishtatis, here's the chasure mechse b'med, varmamurim. When is this true that it's chayv l'hamad l'yachar? That's shalibi derech halichas and nitl. If it was taken in the other direction. But if it was taken in the direction that you're going anyways, you can say, harei shalach l'fanecha, divrei rab shimon ben alaz. Because Rav Shimon Elazar used to say, if it's going in the direction that you're going, and if not, you're going to have to replace. In other words, it's all one big sheet that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The point is, the Braisa, according to Shmuel, is saying Shita Shmuel, it's saying klar that I know at first glance Angaria in our Mishnah was a Reish Alach Lefanach, so why is this Braisa saying Chayv Lahamad Oyacher? The Teretz is Shmuel. It's the Bamedvar Mamurim Shahir Rav Shimon Elazar Aimer. So according to Rav, the Teretz to the seeming contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Angaria is that a Reish Alach Lefanach, or is a Chayv Lahamad Oyacher, is one is talking about where it's Chayzeris, the other one's talking about where it's Einu Chayzeris. According to Shmuel, what's the Chilik between when it's a Reish Alach Lefanach, Chayv Lahamad Oyacher? It's Mufurish in the Braisa. It's the Shitas Rav Shimon Elazar with the Chasurei Mechser V'Achiktani. And that is, one is talking about where it was Bederech Halichas and Itla, then it's Harish Alach Lefanecha, the other one is Shaloi Bederech Halichas and Itla, and then it's Chayv Lahamad Layach. But the Gemara has another technical problem. Mi Matzis Mukos like Rav Shimon Elazar, could you say that this Braisa is all Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Vaknani Reisha, the Reisha of the Braisa said, Asoichas Chamar Vivrik, Oishen Ishtatis, Oimaloi, Harish Alach Lefanecha. Right, that was the opening line of the Braisa. Vilu Rav Shimon Elazar, Oim Rav Shimon Elazar says, Asoichas Chamar Lirkoi Volea Vivrik, Oishen Ishtatis, Chayiv l'hamad l'chamar. This is a problem. Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar elsewhere taught a halacha that contradicts the first part of the braisa. That if somebody rents a chamar, lirkoi voleh, to write on it, and it was hivriko or nishtatza, so what's the halacha? Chayiv l'hamad l'yachar. Now, what's the beer in the machloikis, Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanakama? Whatever. But for sure, Rav Shimon Elazar disagrees with the first line of the braisa. So how could you tell me the whole braisa is Rav Shimon ben Elazar? It can't be, because the first line of the Braisa doesn't stem. Must be there's two opinions mentioned in the Braisa. There's the opinion of the Tanakama. Then at the end, we mention Rav Shimon Elazar as it relates to Angaria. But the point is, you can't tell me that the whole Braisa is Rav Shimon Elazar, because the first line, forget the Angaria part of the Braisa, the Hivrika Ishen Shtatza part of the Braisa doesn't stem with Rav Shimon Elazar. I'm a Rabbi Barbar. Rav Huna says no. The whole price of Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar said, "Asoichas Chamar Luke of Love Vevrika Nishtatz Chayv L'Hamad L'Yachar." What did the Brisna say? "Asoichas Chamar Vevrika Oishen Nishtatz Oimelai Reish Alach Lefanecha Lirkoi V'Leah Shani." There's one word that you have to pick up on, and that is Shimon Elazar was talking about someone that was Soichas Chamar Lirkoi V'Leah, as opposed to what? As opposed to put tfu on it or things on it, and to carry all those things. If you hire a chamar to take you, it's your driver, this is your car, and then it's Hivrika Ishen Ishtatza, you can't tell me that, listen, at the end of the day, it's going to get the job done, albeit in an imperfect way. No. If I'm on it, and this animal is Hanbissel Meshiga, then there's a good chance I'm going to fall, and as a result, that's like Mesoi Nishbur, you can't say, Arech Alach Lefanecha Chayv L'Hamad L'Yach. If you rented the Chamar to transport things, so then you're a little bit less sensitive.
So good, it's a little bit more tircha because it's nishtatzo, because it's a vrika. But at the end of the day, there you can say, harech alach lefanach. So Reb Shimon Elazar is halacha of asoich ha-sachamar, lirka vele is not a stira to our halacha of asoich ha-sachamar, because our halacha is talking about where you rented the chamar for logistics purposes, whereas Reb Shimon Elazar is talking about where you rented the chamar simply to ride on it. Amar Rapapa added to this, he said, v'klis chuches kelirkoiv aleha damitet. In the event that you rented this chamar to transport things, and those things that you plan on transporting are made of schuches, silver, so or glass, and it's something that in the event that the chamar falls, they're going to break, and it's going to come at a real cost. So obviously we treat that as if you rented it to ride on it, and there the halacha is going to be that if it's a vrikosh and a shtatzo, chayiv lahamid lo yachar. Zok to Gemara fight. Amar Rabba bar Rafuna amar Rab. May inyan le inyan ba'isin. Rabba bar Rafuna said in the name of Rab. Asaych ha-sachamor, lirkei v'la. Somebody rents a chamor, and he did so with the express purpose of riding on it. Umesa le b'chatzi aderech. And he was traveling, and middle of the road, flat tire. Mesa died. You can't ride this chamor anymore. Now Rashi says that this chamor that this person rented was a chamor kusha. It was a shvacha chamor. And it seems that the person that the renter rented it from probably knew that there were a lot of miles on this chamar. It was a little bit shvach. It was just a matter of time before something blew out. And he has a shtickle tightness. And now there's a little bit of a dispute. They find themselves in a small claims court. He says, I rented a chamar to take it 100 miles. I got 50 miles out of it. And then it broke down. The masker says, I hear you. I feel very bad. I don't expect you to be responsible, number one. Right? You're a soicher, you're potter from Einstein. I don't expect you to pay me for the second half of this journey. But the first 50 miles that you drove with it, I think that's something you have to give me. That's what's going on here in Rav's halacha. So Rabbi Baruch Huna said in the name of Rav, that if somebody rents a chamor to take it, and it died b'chatzi aderech, noisnoi yischar shachatzi aderech, he has to pay him for the chatzi aderech, the im lo yolov elo, the theme of the perek taroimus. You want to have taroimus, tainus, why this person wasn't more transparent with you and why he gave you this chamor krusha, say the gong. You have a right to have taroimus. You don't always have a right to. In this case, you do. But you're going to have to pay for what it is that you accrued. You took it 50 miles, for that you're going to have to pay. But the Gemara says, hey, chidam, let's understand the mitzias and the nuance a little bit better. Either shchiach lagure, are we talking about a situation where this person now, that the chamar died, if he wants to rent another chamar for the same price, he could do it. Then taroimus may have that. Then why does he have a right to have taroimus, right? You could have taroimus when you're taking some hit. Over here, what's my loss? I have to go rent another chamar? So, no, rent another chamar. It's not like you're going to pay twice. You're going to give the first person the money for the first half of the trip. You'll pay the second person for the second half of the trip. So I don't understand why you should be able to have taroimus. And if we're talking about a situation where you can't rent agra, boy, lemesivla, then why should you have to give him anything at all? I don't understand. You're stranded on an island right now. So if it's loy shchiach la'agure, and it's not going to be possible for you now to rent another chamar, then I don't think you should have to give him anything. So the Gemara says, loyvam loy shchiach la'agure. It's talking about where it's loy shchiach la'agure, where really you're not going to be able to rent another chamar, umishum da omrale. But at the same time, listen to a chiddush. The masker can tell the soicha, ilu boy la'mesi ad hacha, lav agra boyus la'mesiv. If you wanted to get from where you are until here, would you not have had to have paid? Yes, I would have. And would you not have had to have paid what I want you to pay me now? Yes, I would have. So no. So he tells him, if that's the case, so pay me. Meaning, this person wanted to go 100 miles. He ends up going 50 miles. Now he's stranded on an island. He says, I have no way to get to where I need to go. You expect me to pay you? He says, yeah, but let's say you wanted to go here. You would have had to have paid me. So no, you have to pay me now anyways. So how does this make even a little bit of sense? So Tosfos, it's the first Tosfos on the Yomid, asks this kasha. Tema, da hashtem miyo, da lat adhocha boi lamesi, lama yitin lois. What do you mean? You could have, would have, should have wanted to go here and this is what it would have cost you. This is not where I want to go, right? I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm stuck in a stopover now in Europe somewhere. I have no interest in being here. I got to pay you for it. If you can't get me to where I want to go, refund me my money, right? It doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says you have to say one of two things. Either you have to say that
Although the Gemara says this person has no way of getting to where he wants to get, it's not 100% sure. He could get there. He's just going to have to pay a little bit more. And the Gemara's taina is that being that at the end of the day you could get there, albeit it's going to cost you a little bit more, but that's not enough of an excuse not to pay me for getting you at least halfway to where it is that you want to get. Inami Tosfos says, it could be we're talking about a person who is going from point A to point B to sell schoyr. Now, he knew that he had customers in a certain locale, and that's where he's heading to be able to sell his schoyr. Now he got stuck somewhere along the way because his car just blew out. Okay, but the metzias was that if he wanted to sell his schoyr in that place, he could have sold it. So the guy could tell him, listen, I understand this is not what the agreement was. I get it 100%. You were planning on taking it much further. Now you're stranded over here. But let's be fair. At the end of the day, why do you want to go? Because you wanted to sell your schayr. Says, no, sell your schayr over here. And the Gemara holds that that's an argument. And it's for that reason we're discussing this halacha. But the bottom line is, this is what the Gemara says. But the Gemara has a follow-up kasha. The Gemara says, hey, Chidami, let's understand the case even a little bit better. When this person rented the chamar to the renter, what did he tell him? He told him, I'm going to provide you with a chamar, or he told him, I'm going to provide you with this chamar. Right? It's very different. If someone tells a soicher, I'm going to provide you with a chamar, so it doesn't have to be this chamar. So you gave me this chamar, something happened to this chamar, based on the rental agreement that we have, you would have to replace it, because the agreement wasn't this chamar. The agreement was a chamar. So you tried this, didn't work out. No, maybe we'll have better luck the next time. If somebody says, I'm going to rent you chamar zu, so then the rental agreement is exclusive to this particular chamar, which is going to help the choshem mishpat dayanim figure out what the responsibility of the masker is towards the soicher based on the rental agreement. So the Gemara says, again, let's understand this a little bit better. Is it talking about where the masker told the soicher chamar stam, hachayv l'hamalei chamar acher? He definitely should have to provide him with another chamar. And he'd amalei chamar zeh, and if he told him this chamar, I also have a problem. Meaning, in that case, he doesn't have to provide him with another chamar. The soicher should have a right to take the nevela, this dead chamar, sell it, use the money to buy another chamar. So like this, he'll be able to get to where he needs to get. Now, mechitesi, I rent your chamar, the chamar dies, I could just sell it, right? Somebody rents a car, the car dies, no problem. He calls his broker, he sells it, takes the money, and he buys a car. Mechitesi, you have a right to do that. So Rashi says, yeah, there's a svara to that. And the reason is because when someone is soicher something, on some level, this thing that he's renting is meshubatim. He actually has a kinyan in it. Schiris involves kinyan. We're not getting too much into the lumdus of schiris, but lemaisa, there is a kinyan component to it. So mean that there's a kinyan component to it. So to the extent that it was chamar zeh, so l'chayre, he should have a right to take the chamar, sell it, use the money to get to where he needs to get. Right, what's the halacha? Pay half the trip, and all you have is taroimus. What do you mean all I have is taroimus? No, I think either you should have to replace it if it was chamar stam, and if it's chamar zeh, I have more than just taroimus. I can take this chamar, sell it. So the Gemara says, leitzricho b'sheim b'damel likach. You're right. And achanami, if there was enough money in this nevela to sell it now, again, we're dealing with a nevela. It's not exactly such a heisa commodity. But in the event that there's enough money in this nevela to sell it and be able to use the proceeds to go buy another chamar, adarav, it's something you can do. But the Gemara has a follow-up question. The Gemara says that even if it's ein b'damel likach, but im yesh b'damel liskar yiskar, L'chura, there's probably enough money for this person to take the nevela, sell it, maybe not buy a new car, but at least rent a new car. So like this will be able to get to where he needs to get. Now, Tosfos says the Gemara could easily say, no, it's talking about where the nevela is worth so little that it's ein b'damel liskar. But it seems that that's not so shchiach. So it's mistaber that if you would sell the nevela, you'd be able to get at least enough money to be able to rent a new chamar to get you to where it is that you're trying to get. So if the Gemara, again, why is it ein loyel elef taroimis? Why can't you take the nevela and sell it? Oh, you'll tell me it's probably not enough money in nevela to buy a new. Okay, but sell it and use the money at least to rent it. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the answer. You know who said this halacha? Who's the Bala member? It's Rav. Rav Lutamitz. Rav Lushitosid. Oh my, Rav. Rav said, Loi machlinon karna. That if somebody rents something from somebody, and we'll see, it manifests itself in other areas of Alachin as well. And you have a shibud on this zach. But the shibud that you have is like a short-term shibud. You can't use your shibud, your kinyan in this thing, which is only temporary, to destroy the principle. So if you want to eat the payres, you want to get a return on it, that's something you have a right to do. But to be mechal yakarna, right? What does that mean?
Vavakamadav Gimel, to destroy the principle, that's not something that you're allowed to do. So to take the nevela, sell it, and use the proceeds to buy a new chamar, to get you to where it is you need to go, and then take the chamar, right, what are you going to do with the chamar when you get to where you need to get? Give it to the owner of the chamar, to mean that it's like mechal yakarna, that's something you have a right to do. But to take the nevela, sell it, use the proceeds to rent a chamar, so that the money will be gone and there's going to be nothing to return to the masker, you have no gerech to do that. What's the makar to this? If somebody rents chamar and it dies, if there's money in the nevela to be able to buy a new chamar, you have a right to do it, to get you to where it needs to get. And then when you get there, you return this new chamar to the owner. Liskar, but if all there is enough money to rent, not enough to buy, al yiskar, you're not letting Shmuel. Shmuel says, af liskar yiskar. Even if there's only enough money to rent, that's fine. But my community, what's the machlik? Because Rav Savar, Rav Ozol, Machlin, and Karna. You're not letting me machal, you're the Karen of the mask. Says Machlin and Karna, it's something that you are allowed to do. Either way, it's Rav Lishitosa, and that's why Rav said Ein lo yalav elo tarim. It's amazing. The Gemara asks a kash. Again, we're dealing now with this Machloek is Rav and Shmuel. We're digressing a little bit. Whether Machlin and Karya or loy Machlin and Karna, and this kasha is from a halacha that's discussing the Mashkanta de Sura, which featured prominently in Perikei Zeh Neshek. So we're talking about somebody loaned somebody money. The Loiva gave the Malva a Mashkanta. The Mashkanta that he gave him was a tree that's Oysa Peiris. So the halach is that the Malva is allowed to eat the Peiris. And even though this should be Ribbis 101, because the Malva is going to get repaid, and in the interim he's eating Peiris. So that's Mamish interest. It's okay when it's done in the Mashkanta the Sura way, which is where a certain amount of the loan gets amortized every single year. It could be a small amount. It doesn't have to be dollar for dollar relative to what the payers is. But as long as it's being done in that way, meaning the principal amount of the loan is being reduced on an annual basis, that now gives the malva a gerech to eat the payers. Okay, so that's the backdrop over here. Yovei she'ilo. Now what happens if this tree that the malva had, he's eating the payers as a mashkanta, it dried out, or niktas, or got cut. So now he lost his mashkanta, right? He was being oichel peiris. Now he can't be oichel peiris anymore. So what's the halacha? So what do you have now? You have this dead tree. Shnei masurim, but no one's allowed to take the tree. I mean, no one's allowed to take the tree and sell it or use the wood, right? That's off limits. If you want to use the tree right now, you're not going to be able to use it. And the reason you can't use the tree is because if you're going to use the tree, so now you're not benefiting merely from the payers, but you're destroying the tree, and because you're destroying the tree, as we'll see in a minute, you're being mechal yekarna, so that's a problem. Kate said, yeah, so what should you do? You look at them karka, you should take it and buy karka with it, fuoichel payers, and then rinse and repeat, right? I'll let the malva go back to eating his payers, and everything is gonna be okay. Now, the Gemara says like this, that I don't understand. You're telling me that in this situation, what should you do? Again, what shouldn't you do? Nobody should take the wood and use it as firewood, etc., etc. That's off limits. Wait, what should you do? You should take it, sell it, use the money to buy karka, and eat the pears. Now, v'hocha over here, the kivan the chimati yovel kahadar lamare, when yovel comes, right? Yovel, you have to remember that. When yovel comes, every 50 years, what's going to happen to this property that was just bought? It's going to be hadar lamare. It's going to go back to the original owner. And if that's the case, v'chokal yakarna, the karen's going to be gone. Meaning, when the malva takes the wood, this tree that was just chopped down, and he buys a piece of property, that piece of property is not going to be around forever. The reason it's not going to be around forever because it's going to be around until Yoivel. But once Yoivel comes, he's going to have to return it. And FLPK, we advise the Malva to do that. So what do you see from here? That if I have a lien, I have a shibud, I have episakinyan in your zach, that I'm allowed to use temporarily. In this case, the Malva is allowed to be oichel peiros as long as this loan is outstanding. And now it gets compromised. What could I do? I could figure out another way to tap into it, another way to leverage it, even if it involves being mechal yakarna. I could buy karka, which is going to go back in yovel, so that in the interim I could be yoichel peiros. So what's the tzush though? This is a tzush to the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, where somebody rented a chamor and now he took a bechasi aderech, he died. So you want to use the money to rent the chamor to get you somewhere else, where you're going to be mechal yakarna. The mask is going to end up losing out his entire principle over here. Machloikas Rav Shmuel, you could do it, you can't do it. L'chayra, how could there be a machloikas Amayram? What's Shana Rav that says Machal Yikaran is a problem? I have here Mefurash Halacha, where you see Binagay, the Malav and the Loiva with the Mashkanta, the Surah, you could be Machal Yikaran. So it's not the same case. One's talking about Asoichas Achamar, the other one's talking about Halacha related to a Mashkanta with a Malav and a Loiva. Two completely different transactions. But what's the Tzad Ashnova? In both cases, somebody has a Shibud. In our case, in Asoichas HaChamar, the Soicher has a Shibud in the Chamar. Schiris involves some form of Shibud, some form of Kinyan. In the case of the Mashkanta, the Surah, the Malva has a Shibud on the Mashkin. And in both cases, where everything was going good until it wasn't, and now I want to figure out a way to fix it, L'chura, whether I could be Mechal Yekarna or not, should be totally Zavazet. Rav says, as it relates to Asoichas HaChamar, where it's Mechal Yekarna, I can't fix it. He have Mefurash Halacha regarding the Mashkanta the Surah, you could. But the Gemara gives a Teretz. Gemara says that what's your problem? Your problem over here is that it's Chayza V'Yoyvel, and that's what makes the Mechal Yekarna. I'll make an Akim Toch and Mayaskinon. When the Mishnah over here says that if you want to go by Karka, Vu Eichel Paris, you could do it. It's talking about the Zavonli Lashis and Shnin. You bought it for 60 years. If somebody buys something for 60 years, so then you just blow through Yoivel. Yoivel doesn't impact it, so it's not going to go back by Yoivel. I'm Rav Katina, meaning what's the Makar that if somebody sells something for 60 years, so it doesn't get impacted by Yoivel? So Rav Katina said this. How do you know that if somebody sells a field for 60 years, that it's not Chayzeb Yoivel? Shenamar, it says in the Torah, Vehaaretz Loisi Macher Litzmisos. The land cannot be sold forever. Hence, Yoivel. We learn from here like this. Misha ain't shum Yoivel nitzmeses, yeshum Yoivel in nitzmeses. Something, a transaction, where had it not been for Yoivel, the transaction would have been forever, like most transactions. Then Yoivel makes it not be forever. Yotnesazu, as opposed to this transaction, a little bit of a tongue twister. Sha'afa pisha ain't shum Yoivel in nitzmeses. Where even if there is no Yoivel, still it's not forever, because the Mechir was only for 60 years. But the bottom line is, you see from here that a Mechir that's not nitzmeses doesn't get impacted by Yoivel. So that's the Teretz. The Teretz is, you want to know why it's not Mechal Yekarna. Ah, Yoivel. It's talking about where there was no Yoivel. Why is there no Yoivel? Because this whole Mechir is only for 60 years. Now, you can't even say this with a straight face, right? Make the Gemara. I don't say. You're telling me that it's not Mechal Yekarna. Why? It's going to come back by Yoivel. No, because it's going to come back after 60 years. It's not Kalkal Yekarna because of Yoivel. It's Kalkal Yekarna because the whole Mechir was done for a certain period of time. The Gemara says, you're right. You're right, that was a mistake. El Hachav Mayaskinon, you have to say, it's talking about Bizman She'en HaYoivel Noyeg. It's talking about when Yoivel was a Noyeg. Incidentally, some Rishonim say, you could just say it was talking about Chutz Laretz. Yoivel was a Noyeg in Chutz Laretz. It doesn't have to be Bizman She'en HaYoivel Noyeg. It could be Bizman She'en Noyeg. But this is all taking place in the United States of America. But either way, it's the same difference. Says the Gemara, Hachin, I'm Mistabro, and I'll prove to you that that's Pshat. Meaning, the Gemara is asking Akasha on Rav. The Gemara thinks that from the fact, let's get this clear, that the Malva is allowed to take the tree that chopped down and sell it, use the money to buy a property, and now eat the peiros, that's a raya that if I have a kinyan and a shibud and a zach, I'm allowed to get the benefit that I'm supposed to get from it, even if it means kalkal yakan, which is a kasha on Rav. It's a kashan rav. Rav said, "Asarichas hachamar, meis b'chatzi aderech." You can buy, but you can't rent. Why? Because you can't be mechal yekarn. Right, you see from here that you can. What was the Gemara's teretz? It's talking about bizman she'in hayoivel noy. And being that it was bizman she'in hayoivel noy, it's not a problem. Now, according to Shmuel, what's Shmuel going to say? No, why would you say it's Bazan Shein HaYoivel Noyeg? Because Bazan Shein HaYoivel Noyeg. And you're right, you can be Mechal Yekarna. If I care, it's a riot to my Shmita. But the Gemara says, Hochi Nami Mistabro. Not only is this Mishnah not a Kasha and Rav, it's actually a riot to Rav. It's Mistabro that we're talking about Bazan Shein HaYoivel Noyeg. And if I care, really, if Mechal Yekarna is a problem, but in this situation, it's not a problem. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that Pshad here is really it's talking about Bizman Chayyovel Noyeg, and the reason you're allowed to do it is because you could be Mechal Yekarna, like Shmita Shmuel. Well, if that's the case, so why was the halacha in the first place that you have to sell it? Nitzlechei Letzivi Vinishkalei. Let the Malva just take the wood and let him use it in some other way. Just be Mechal Yekarna. The teretz is because you're not allowed to be Mechal Yekarna. And that's why we're telling you to sell it in the first. Meaning, if you could be Mechal Yekarna, why are you selling it? Just use the wood. Oh, the terrace is because you're going to use the wood. There's no wood anymore. Now it's going to be mechal. It's faker. It's a faker. You see from the Mishnah that Be'etzim, there's a problem to be mechal yikar. And that's why you can't use it for the wood. Ah, he's selling it as vayta mechal yikar. No, it's talking about bisman she'ina yoevel noy. But the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, but imishum ha loikasha. That's not really a good time. Some have the gerasa. Imishum ha loiria, right? That's the signoi nashas, usually when we make such a dichoy. Imishum ha loiria. This is not a good time. And the reason is because it could be that really you could be mechal yikar. And it's talking about bisman she'ina yoevel noy. What's the kasha? If that's the case, so why sell it and buy property to use the payris and be mechalya the karna that way? Just keep it simple. If you want to be mechalya karna, it's easier ways to be mechalya karna. Just use the wood and put it in your fireplace. So the Gemara says it could be this is a better way of being mechalya karna. Meaning, if you're going to use the firewood, the malva, he's vadai going to be mechalya karna. Let's just speak it out outside. If you're going to take the tree and you're going to sell it and buy payris, he's not vadai going to be mechalya karna. Why is it being Mechal Yekarna in the case where you sell it? Because it's going to be Chayzeb as Mancha Yoevel Noy. Okay, Yoevel might be in a long time, right? So it's not as much Mechal Yekarna. There's levels of Mechal Yekarna. Even Shmuel holds that I'd rather you do something that's less Mechal Yekarna than more Mechal Yekarna. The Gemara just speaks it out. Zlimnin Deshomu Shnei Mashkanta Mikami Yoevel. Right, could be this person is going to have the Mashkin expire before Yoevel comes. Which means what? Which means now the loiva is going to get the property, which means he's still going to benefit from it. So although it will expire when Yoivil comes, but at the same time, there is a certain period of time where he will be able to benefit from him. Thus, it's not as Mechal Yekarni. Inami, the Matalei Zuzi, you parkly, Arba V'chamishim, Mechal Yoivil. How do you know this person's not going to pay off the loan? The loiva might pay off the loan 4 or 5 years or whatever, however many years before Yoivil. And if he does that, now he is going to get the Mashkin back, obviously. So he'll benefit from it. So it could be the Mishnah is talking about Bizman Shayevel Noyeg and Mechal Yekarna, Ahin, Mechal Yekarna, Aher, Shmuel Sheet is, you know, care about Mechal Yekarna. What's the kasha if that's the case? So why are we jumping through all these soups? Just keep it simple. Why don't you just use the wood? Because if you use the wood, you're Vada Mechal Yekarna. If you do it this way, it's only sub Mechal Yekarna. Shmuel doesn't hold Mechal Yekarna is enough to impact the kinyan and the shibud that this seicher has, but at the same time, you want to know if it's a factor, it's something that needs to be taken into consideration. Of course, Shmuel is machshav that, and it's for that reason this halacha is the way it is. Even aliba dish, well, either way, moving along, may inyan le inyan ba'isin. So, what was the last conversation that we had? This whole last amud of Gemara, someone was seicher a chamor lirkoi valel umeisaloi bechatzi aderech, and it died. Rav was the Baal Memra. What did Rav say? Meaning the second half of the trip you for sure don't have to pay for. You're not responsible for what happened. It's not your fault. If Fakert, you could have tainus to the masker. Why didn't you notify me that this might happen? But at the same time, it doesn't absolve you from having to pay for the first half of this trip. The Gemara didn't fully appreciate and understand why it is that you're obligated and responsible to pay for the first half of the trip, right? The Gemara said, we're obviously talking about where you can't get to your final destination. Because if you could get to your final destination, then amai yeshlei olav tarayimus. Elamai, you can. So why are you paying? And the Gemara gave a very surprising reason. Because the Maskil can tell the Soich, if you could have, would have, should have wanted to go here, it would have cost you this. Okay, now it should cost you that as well. Says Tosfos, come again? Like, what does that even mean? So Tosfos was matchik a little bit and he gave an eighth of what's going on. But the point is, it's for that interesting svara that you have to pay for the first half as it relates to the second half, Eli Olav Tarimus. Now, the Gemara did say that theoretically there could have been an eighth for the second half of the trip. If there's enough money in the Nevela, then you could sell the Nevela and use the proceeds to buy a new chamar. What if there's enough money in the nevela not to buy a new chamar, but to rent a new chamar? Well, Rav Tameh, Rav was the one who said this. So Rav has a problem with that, because Rav doesn't allow you to do things like this on the cheshmin of the real owner when it's Mechal Yekarn. If Shmuel would have been the Baal Memra, Shmuel would have allowed you to do that. But Rav was the Baal Memra, and as a result, Rav said that that in and of itself is not going to be okay. Either way, we're going to go now, Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, from someone that rented a chamar, and the chamar died b'chatzi aderech, to somebody that rents a boat, and the boat sunk b'chatzi aderech. Tanu Rabbanon, ha'secher es ha'sfino, if somebody rents a sfino, v'tavala b'chatzi aderech, and it sunk b'chatzi aderech. Now the story over here was where somebody rented this sfino to take tefuah, peiros, across a sea.
Now the boat sunk, the peiros sunk, everything is mamish on the bottom of the ocean. It's not good. Now, the question over here is whether or not the seicher has to pay the masker or the seicher doesn't have to pay the masker. So to be clear, we're not discussing over here whether the seicher is responsible for the fact that the boat sunk. The assumption is this was anonymous, this is sure not responsible. The discussion over here is also not whether the owner of the boat has a responsibility to make the seicher whole for the peiros that he lost. We're going to assume it's an onus. He's for sure not responsible for that either. What we're dotting up now is regarding the rental income. He paid him a rate to take this svina, lamaisa. It didn't get to where it needed to get. It was meis b'chatzi aderech, right? It was tova svina sirbaya. So the question over here is, do you have to pay or do you not have to pay? So zok de b'reis, Rabnosen oimer. Rabnosen, right? He is a dayan that's yoyred l'umke de dina. This is classic Rabnosen. He said as follows, im nosa, pun intended. He says, if he gave the money, then, well, you tell, can't take it back. So if you prepaid, Tosfos speaks that on Amud Beis, even though Eino L'Schiris Elo L'Besayf, Beseder, you didn't have to pay. But you paid, right? So if you paid, then you can't take it back. Vim Loi Nasan. But if you didn't give the money, well, you think, then don't give it. So basically, whoever's the muchzik, he gets to keep the money. So if you gave it, you're not getting it back. If you didn't give it, then you shouldn't give it. So the Gemara says, hey, let's try to understand this a little bit better. Aren't we talking about where the rental agreement sets? Again, we're pulling out these lease agreements that you signed and probably didn't read, right? So we look now very carefully at what the language is. If it says, Sfinazu, that the owner of the Sfina says, I'm going to provide you with this boat. The Yayin Stam. And the person that was leasing it, he wrote in the agreement why it is that he was leasing it. He says, I'm taking it to transport wine. I'm in the wine business. I need to transport wine. Meaning, not this wine, but wine. So the boat is Misuyin to this boat. It says Sfina Zu. But the wine is being expressed in more general terms. It's Nyayin Stam. In that case, Im Nosan Amai Lo Yito. Why is it that if the guy gave the money, he can't take it back? Name away, you should tell him, Havli Svinta, give me back the boat that you told me you were going to give me. Dano Mai Sina Chamra. Because I'm ready to do what I need to do. Now, the way Rashi explains this is interessant. It's not usually the way you look at a Chesha Mishpat Inyan. It sounds a little bit like we're stuck. Like, we're between a rock and a hard place. We budget don't know what to do. Everyone's annoying us. Nobody's really at fault. You do pay, you don't pay. I don't know. It's hard to make a good, logical argument why you should or you shouldn't. So the way we view this is who has a better taina? That's the way Rashi explains it. Whose taina, Rashi's lashon is bria the chazaka, is stronger and is healthier. Who's coming with the better taina? So the Gemara, explaining the way Rav Nosson was yoyred lo umke de dina, says as follows. In the event that the Balas Svina said that I'm going to give you this boat and he's not giving him this boat, well, that's one point for the other team because you said you're going to give me this boat, you're not giving me this boat. Even if you want to give me another, you said you're giving me this boat, right? That's what the agreement said. Now, he's going to say, but you don't have any wine to transit. No, it's not true. I said I want wine. I never said this wine. So if the Bala Sfina said this boat, and the Bala Wine said wine ba'alma, so whose time is Bria v'chazaka? It's the Bala Yayin's. Because the Bala Yayin is here, he's saying, I have a whole warehouse full of wine that I want to distribute. You told me you're going to give me this boat, provide me with this boat. My time is better than your time, because I'm willing and able and ready to do what I said I was going to do, and you're not willing, ready, and able to do what you said you're supposed to do. So if that's the case, my time is better. There's no way in the world I should have to pay you. And even if I gave you the money, give it back to me. So why isn't it that Im Nosan Lo Yito? No, he should tell him, Avli Svinta, give me the boat. Give me this boat that you said you were going to give me. I'm doing my end of the deal. Ella says, well, it can't be the case, right? Because then why would it be in Nasan Lo Yito? Maybe the case was the opposite. The case was Besfinistan, where the Bala Sfina said, I'm going to provide a boat, and the Bala Yayin said, Yayin said, I want to transport this wine. Then I'm Lo Nasan, I'm Lo Yito. Then who has the better time? And now the Bala Sfina has the better time because he's saying, here's another boat. Oh, you don't have this wine. Oh, so good. So now the joke's on you. So I'm the one who has the taina that's bria v'chazaka. And if that's the case, even if you didn't give it, you should have to give it. Meaning, namely, habli ahu chamro. Says, go hire some deep sea divers. Go to the bottom. Try to find the wreckage. Come up with this wine, and no problem. I'll provide you with a boat. Well, if you don't do that, then my taina is better. And if that's the case, I want you to pay. I know my seat is winter, right? I'm ready to provide you with another boat. I'm rapapa said, right? We could have figured this out. Like Mishkachel, so you have to say that what's going on over here. Ella besfina zu v'yayin zeh. It's talking about where the Bala Sfina said, I'm going to provide you with this boat. And the Bala Yayin said, I want to transport this Yayin. I can't give you this boat because that's at the bottom of the sea. I can't transport this Yayin because it's at the bottom of the sea. It's nobody's fault. The Shaz, do I pay? So what do you do? We're not sure what to do. So Reb Nosson says, if you gave it, then it is what it is. Fafal. And if you didn't give it, I wouldn't give it. So that's the way we have no choice but to view this. But then there's a little bit of a curveball. Avol b'spina stam v'yayin stam. What would be just the opposite? What would it be not spina zu and yayin zeh? But fakeru b'spina stam v'yayin stam. Would each person spoke in more general terms? I'm going to provide you with a spina stam. And the other guy said, I'm going to transport yayin stam. So theoretically, each person really could live up to his end of the deal. So there the halacha is different. What's the halacha over there? Cholken. There the halacha is going to be achloiku. Obviously, there's some lumdis and avana over here in this gemara. We're going to do what we do, which is go vayta tanu rabban. Oh, before we go vayta, just one thing I will speak at. And that is, so handling over here, the payment over here, the person that rented his yacht that he thought he was going to have a nice day, he sunk in the middle of the ocean, he's wearing his, right? Bottom line is the question. The question is, what are we discussing here? We're discussing paying for the first half of the trip? Are we discussing pay for the second half of the trip? So Tosfos talks about this in the Sugya, and all the Rishonim really talk about it. Meaning, what are we handling over here? If you gave it, then you get it back. If you didn't give it, you could take. What are we donning? We're donning the half of the trip that this person already took, or we're handling the other half of the trip? So some Rishonim say, obviously we're discussing the second half of the trip. The first half of the trip, you still have to pay for, because that was Rav's halacha. Hasar chasachamar. So the first half you for sure have to pay for. What's the whole noise over here in this shaila of someone soiches asvina? It's handling the second half of the trip. But the first half of the trip you for sure have to pay. What's the difference if I'm soiches achamar, it takes me halfway and then it dies, or if I'm soiches asvina and it takes me halfway and then it sinks? It's the same exact thing. And if Rabsman, you for sure should have to pay for the first half over there, then L'chayre here too, you for sure should have to pay for the first half. A Bezok Toysfis, in light of what we spoke at earlier in the Sugya, Tois himself spoke at, it's Poshet that it's different. He says, why? Because Be'emis, even over there, it took me halfway. Okay, it's very nice it took me halfway, but now where am I going to go? So Tois spoke out, one of two terutzim. Either you have to say that you can hire someone to take you the second half, although it's going to cost you a little bit more money, or you could sell the Schayre in this place that you are. You have Schayra now on the bottom of the ocean in middle of the Chleis Nishvu. So what exactly are you going to do now? So over here it's Poshet that you don't have that taina that Tosfos spoke at in the Sugya. And therefore it could be what we're handling over here is not just the second half of the payment, it's the first half of the payment. Tana Rabbanu Vayta. Soiches HaSfina. More about people that take out a boat for the day. Somebody was Soiches HaSfina. Uparkel of a Chatzi HaDerech. And then in middle of the Derech, he decided, you know what, done. He passed some place, then he decided that he wants to get off, and he left. He took all his schayr off. So he turns to the mosque, he says, thank you, I appreciate it. You know I told you I was going to take this for the day, but I decided that I want to stop a little bit early, and I don't need it anymore. So the halach is, noisin loy schayr shechatzi aderech. Over here, this is easy. The renter has to pay the owner of the boat for the first half of the trip. And if the masker says, what do you mean? I gave it to you for the day. You can't just walk out in the middle of the day. No problem. Have time. It's gizintahit kesubim taroimis. But more than taroimis, that much you're not going to be allowed to have. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, let's take a step back here. I think we need to understand this a little bit better. It doesn't sound right at first glance. Is it talking about where the mask has another? There's a guy waiting right there. He has his credit card out. He says, I'll take the boat for the second half of the day. Then amayisle taroimis. Why could he have taroimis? Right? Can't taroimis not a hefkevel? So if somebody's willing to take up the second half of the day, so you were made whole, so you can't have time to something.
Torah. And if you can't find someone to rent it for the second half of the day, Kuli Agra by Yishlume. Now, I understand. You had a deal. You had an arrangement. You shouldn't have to pay for the whole thing. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say, La'olam to come mashkech lagur. It's talking about where really you could find someone else to rent it. And that's why I don't have to pay you for the second half of the day, because someone else will take it and he'll pay you for the second half of the day. You didn't lose anything. Aye, what's the kasha? Ela mayisle tarayimus. So why could you have tarayimus? You're not losing anything. So the Gemara says, not true. Mishum rafsisa the sfinta. So Rashi says, Riuya hasfina. What happens is, every time you go up and down a boat, especially when you're carrying a lot of schayra, so the boat becomes a little bit weaker, a little bit schwacher. The guy could say, the owner of the boat, that in my mind, I try to limit the risk, the wear and tear of this boat, to one usage per day. So if two people are going to get on and off the boat with all their schayra on the same day, as opposed to one, so it causes my boat to depreciate a little bit more. That's not something I signed up for. And it's for that reason, I have a right now to have tainus. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, then you should have a right to have more than just tairoimus. Meaning you're being masochim. You told me you take it for the whole day. Now you didn't take it for the whole day. Because of that, another whole set of schayra ended up, another container went on the sfina. It caused the boat to get a little bit weaker. Let's put a dollar amount to it and sue him. You should have to give it to him. So the Gemara says, meaning, he should have a real tefiyas moment. Elamai, the Gemara says, you're right. You can't say this. Let's make believe we never said this. This is what's happening. What's happening over here is, Elamai parka. What does parka mean? Again, we're talking about somebody rented a boat, and it was parka l'b'chatzi aderech. What did we thought it meant? We thought that it meant that in the middle of the way, he decided to check out. And what's the halacha? You're paying for half the road, but the Gemara got stuck with that. So the Gemara says, no, it's something else. What happened was, is that this person, b'chatzi aderech went, he was the parka l'toya nebigaveh. He added more schayra onto the boat. Now Rashi says that when he took the boat out l'chatchila, he made it tonight. He said that if at any point I want to add, I can add. That there's no cheshbin of how much of schayra I'm allowed to have on this boat. I can really have whatever I want. There was no agreement to how much he's allowed to do. And now in the middle of the road, he decided to add a little bit more. So the Gemara says, okay, Ela my tarayimus, so where's the tarayimus? Meaning, if initially the agreement was that if you want to add, you can add, so why all of a sudden is there going to be tarayimus? So the Gemara says, for one or two reasons. Either mishum shinui daita, you know, at the end of the day, the owner of the boat could say, I thought this trip was going to go quicker, right? It's very possible, by the way, that the owner of the boat is driving the boat, right? So he said, I thought I was going to get home a little bit earlier. Now you stopped in middle to add. I mean, if you wanted to add it, l'chatchila, it's one thing. And I know, I agreed that whatever you want to add, in theory, you can add. But at the same time, I was under the impression that we were going to do this in one stop. Now you want to make a stopover? No chesh mishpah claim on you, but the shinui das is enough for me to have taroimus. Inami, alternatively, la'ash lo yaseira. And Rashi explains this, you have to be a sailor, sometimes you have to be a farmer, in this case you have to be a sailor. And that is that the heavier the load on the sfina, the deeper into the ocean it needs to travel in order for it not to get stuck in the ground, in the mud that's on the bottom of the ocean. Now, in order to get a boat from the middle of the ocean, you need rope. The farther away it is, the more rope you're going to need. So the owner of the boat, he's really nickeling and diming him, and he's telling him, listen, I didn't chop that you were going to end up with this much and then need all this. I mean, had I known it, l'chatchila, but then in the middle you decided, now you have a right to do it, I got it. But I didn't know it, I didn't anticipate this level of ashla. That's what gives me the impetus, that's the basis to have tairoimus. It's interesting, because like up until this point, it sounded like you needed like really good cause to have tairoimus. Here it sounds like for these like very secondary, tertiary type reasons you're allowed to have tyrannus, but the bottom line is there is some like avla that took place over here, and it's for that reason you could have these tyrannus. Tan Rabbanan, another brisa. If somebody rents a chamar, so we have to try to put ourselves in a world that we don't live in, and that is, so today, if you need someone to take you from point A to point B, you might call an Uber, etc., right? In the olden days, there were no cars, so you would call a chamar. So this chamar came, right, with the driver, and he would take you wherever it is that you're going. So you, together with the chamar driver and the chamar, you're on to some voyage. You're heading in a certain direction. Here's the shaila. The shaila is, you want to pack for this trip, right? You want to take food, it's... It could be a derech arucha. The question is, how much are you allowed to take?
And you have to understand this both from the standpoint of the renter, the person that hired this chamor and chamor, right? The chamor is the driver, the chamor is the actual donkey. And how much is the chamor, the driver, allowed to take? Now, you would say, I don't know, just fill up the trunk, right? Well, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, if you're going to put a big load on this chamor, it's going to take much longer for it to go. It's going to schwachen the chamor. You're going to be out there schwitzing. So the question is, what rights does everybody have? That's what this Bryce is addressing. If somebody rents a chamor to ride on it, again, there's going to be a professional driver, a chamor, but you're also going to be on it. So the halacha is like this. The soicher himself, the person that's right sitting in the back seat, maniach aleha ksusa, he can take his clothing that he needs. Uliginusai, you don't want to leave home without that. That's your flask in English. And you can take any food that you're going to need until you arrive at your destination. So if this is like a 3-day trip, take 3 days worth of food. Mikan ve'elach, if you want to take anything above that, chamar ma'akev olav. The chamar says, listen, you don't need 2 suits, right? He has a right to be ma'akev you. He can say, no, more than that, I'm not being masked into it. What about the chamar, the driver? So maniach olav soirim ve'tevin. Number one, he can take soirim and tevin. Now, why would you want soirim and tevin? What do you need barley and straw? To feed the chamar. So that for sure you take. And you can take enough food for 1 day. Mikan ve'elach, beyond that, soicher ma'akev olav, the soicher has a right to be ma'akev and say that I don't want you to take more than that. So the Gemara says, 1 second, this doesn't sound fair, right? The soicher can take all the food he's going to need for the entire trip. So if they're going for 3 days, take 3 days worth of food. Whereas the driver, he can only take for the day. Like, what's the difference? Mara says, if you're going to be able to stop off at a rest stop somewhere and buy some food, then chamar nam la'akif. So then why could the soicher take all the food? The chamar should be ma'akif. And if you're not going to be able to buy food, then soicher nam la'akif. So what, the chamar should starve to death after the first day? So if you're going to be able to get food, you're not going to be able to get food. Why is there a difference between the soicher and the chamar? Amar Rapapas, Rapapas adloi tzricha. You have to say the case is the shchiach lemitrach ulemizba me'avna la'avna. Really, you will be able to get food. Every stop, right? The station, the stops are going to be in the evening. They're going to stop in the kretschmer, right? So really, once you get there, you'll be able to get food. But here's the punchline. Lemitrach ulemizban. It's going to be a little bit of a tircha. Chamar darki lemitrach ulemizban. The chamar, he does this professionally, right? He knows all the places to go to get all the food that you need. So this guy, he's a professional. So for him to do this is fine. He's a businessman who hired a chamar to take him. He's going to stop off in an inn somewhere. It's going to get dark at night. He's going to want to hide somewhere. He's not going to be comfortable being outside. He doesn't know where he's going. So as a result, he has a right to take a little bit more. Tanur Rabbanan, one last price. If somebody rents a chamar, and he tells the masker that a man is going to ride on the chamar. Loi tirkav alav isha, an isha is not allowed to ride on it. Isha, if he says that an isha is going to ride on it, then roichav alav ish, then isha is allowed to ride on it. And when we say that an isha is allowed to ride on it, meaning if it was for an isha can ride, it's v'isha ben gedoyla, u ben ktana, afilum uberetz, v'afilum meinik. It doesn't matter who the isha is, an isha will always be able to ride on it. So what's the point of the braisa? If someone rents a chamar for an isha can't ride on it. If someone rents a chamar for an ish can ride on it. So what's the difference? So the difference is because the assumption is that it's going to be harder on the chamar if an isha rides on it, then it will if an ish rides on it. Meaning, an ish riding on it is less harmful to the chamar than an isha riding on it is going to be. Now, the reason is not because we assume that the isha is physically bigger than the ish, but the reason is because of the way that the ish would sit and the isha would sit. And really, that's based on Hilchas Sneis. A man, when he rides a chamar, he's allowed to ride a chamar however he wants to ride a chamar. But an isha had to do it in a tzniyistig way, these are gemaras, and it's for that reason, so it's a little bit harder on the chamar, and it's for that reason, if you do it for an ish, then an isha cannot, because maybe I'm not masking for the isha to be on it. If I rented it for the isha, then certainly kal v'chomer for the ish. And then as it relates to the isha herself, again, when you rented it for the isha, it doesn't matter if she's a gedoyla or a ktana, even if she's mu'beres, and even if she's minika. So the Gemara says, even if she's mu'beres, and on top of that, even if she's minika, hashta minika amrit mu'beres mibaya, I would say it's just the opposite. If minika is fine, then certainly Muberes should be fine. Meaning, why do you need to tell me Muberes and Meinika? If a Meinika could, then certainly Muberes could. And the reason is because a Meinika is, by definition, a mother and a child. So, assuming the child is there. So if it's a mother and a child, then that's good, and certainly Muberes is going to be good. So why do you have to mention Muberes and Meinika? Once I know Meinika, I certainly know Muberes. So I'm Rapapa said, let me tell you what the Braisa means. Muberes fehi Meinika kamen. What we're saying is that even if the Isha is a Muberes, and on top of being Muberes, she's also Meinika, even then, it's going to be okay. Amr Abaya concludes today's daf with one observation. He said, Shema Mina, that you see from what we just mentioned, that Binisa akarsa tikla. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Hai Binisa, dag hanimker b'shuk b'mishkal. If somebody is selling a fish in the shuk, and he's selling it per weight. A kresa tikla, lefi kresa koivda, and kresa gadol mishkal yoisa. If the stomach of the fish is bigger, it's going to weigh more. In other words, Abaye made a diktuk in this braisa. The braisa said that not only an isha gedoyla, but even a muberes. So Abaye was bothered, what's the difference between a gedoyla and a muberes? At the end of the day, the muberes is gedoyla, right? That's probably what's unique about it, but you just said a gedoyla. So what's the difference between an isha gedoyla that's not muberes and an isha that's gedoyla because she's muberes? So he said, you know what the difference probably is? It's probably because the kresa weighs more kilo. So if there's two people that size-wise seem to be the same, but one's muberes and the other is not, the muberes is going to weigh more because of this inyan that binisa akresa taklo, that there's more weight in the stomach. Either way, so Abaye said, now that you know that, you should understand that if you're in the shuk and you're buying fish, so you're going to look at a fish and they're going to weigh it and you're paying based on the weight, chap, that there's a disproportionate amount of weight in the kresa. Kilo, the kresa weighs more. That doesn't weigh more, right? I mean, weight is weight. But based on the way it appears, the optics of the kresa will result in there being more weight. So the Gemara says, "Lomain afkamino, why are we having this conversation?" So the Gemara says, "Lomekech umemker, Rashi imroisa dog shekresa gadol. If you see a fish that has a big stomach, loy tikneo b'mishkal. Don't pay per weight. Elam ken yoytzi esmeiv. Because the reason is because in the stomach of the fish, there's a lot of things that you can't eat, and that stuff's all going to be thrown in the garbage. So if you're going to pay per weight, right? So you're going to buy a steak per weight, and the bone weighs 3/4 of what it is you just paid for. So it's not a good mekach because you can't eat that. So what Abaye is saying is that in the event that you see a fish and kresa is gadol and you're going to weigh it, and oh, it weighs a lot, in your mind you're going to have 2/3 of all the weight licked in the stomach. The disproportionate weight is in the stomach, and it's for that reason Abaye was giving some good mekach u'memker advice that this is something that you should not purchase.